This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I don't know how long it's going to be before I can forget thinking about the Philly Fanatic and his hot dog launcher. And I really need to know if he's going to get a standing ovation or he's going to get a cascade of boos the next time the hot dog launcher rolls out onto the field. Why are the two of you laughing? What did I say? What are you chortling about in there?
Do you really want to know?
Does it have to do with boos?
Hot dogs.
We're enjoying in the hot dog conversation as well back here.
Nope, I think not. I do not want to talk to millennial boys about hot dogs. No, I do not. Young men, excuse me. Millennial young men about hot dogs. Nope. That's right. Get off my lawn. I just don't trust you two. I can see the looks on your faces and it's evil. you know how I feel about off-color humor, and I feel like that's probably what's happening behind the double-paned glass. Smart to keep it from your host. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Although, to be honest, I probably wouldn't get it anyway because many times you all make jokes that just go right over my head. It's good. I like being completely oblivious. It's not a bad place to be. However, there's no escaping the humor in the hot dog launcher, especially when you consider that the hot dogs are wrapped in duct tape. I kind of feel like that's my favorite part of the entire story. Also, our sad saps of the week, Hunter Strickland, Brandon Morrow, step right up. We hope you get better quickly, but thank you for being fodder for this show. We are now into Thursday, the day of the NBA draft. And you know what I love about the NBA draft? We don't talk about it for months and months and months and analyze it a billion ways to Sunday, like we do with the NFL draft. By the time we get to the NFL draft, I'm so fatigued with all of the conversation that I just want to get it over with. The NBA draft, it doesn't really, the conversation kind of starts during the college basketball season, and then it dies down for March Madness, and then it picks up again, and then it dies down for the NBA postseason because we're focused on the guys who are actually in the league. Now it's just a couple of weeks between the end of the NBA championship, the NBA finals, and the draft. And so, cool, we can dive right in now, hours away. We'll let you hear from some of the guys who are expected to be lottery picks come Thursday evening in Brooklyn, New York. That's when the NBA draft will take place. And then we'll be back here on Thursday night into Friday morning to break everything down for you as we wrap up our work week. But, you know, who's looking ahead to the weekend? Not me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I saw that. Isaac raised his hand. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. So we're asking you. Okay, here's the problem, though. The Facebook algorithms have struck again. Do you know this? I'm not exactly sure why we're getting blocked out of Facebook. It is somewhat ironic that I had trouble logging into Facebook in Atlanta, despite the fact that Mark Zuckerberg is selling our information to the Chinese. And now the algorithm will not allow us to post about the NBA draft. So apparently there is danger associated with the NBA draft and any posts. For some reason, and unless you can see what we cannot see, I guess to check out the Facebook page and let me know. Otherwise, you might just have to take down the picture and just see if people will post about. I don't know what to do.
We'll find a way.
Is this your third time posting on the Facebook page?
And it was not a charm.
Nope. We should have posted a flying hot dog. Maybe that would have worked. Just go ahead and post the picture of the Philly Fanatic with his hot dog launcher and see if that.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. I mean, at least people will be interested in what we're seeing. And actually, that would be a great picture to go along with the podcast of this particular show, since it has been a central theme. Duct-taped hot dogs and near concussions from those flying duct-tape hot dogs.
Really?
really. I can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, it's not like I could have conjured up that story if I tried. It's real life. Real life is far stranger than anything you could ever find in the movies or
come on, Philly, come on.
On TV. So yeah, Facebook's not cooperating, so I don't know what to tell you. Just post on our Facebook page if you want to weigh in about the NBA draft. Or maybe this is kind of indicative. Maybe it's symbolic, the fact that nobody wants to talk about the NBA draft, and so the Facebook algorithm won't allow it on our page. But you can find me on Twitter if you want to, A-Law Radio. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just got this tweet. What in the name of methamphetamine are you talking about now? I mean, when you miss the show, man, you're in the dark, and you better go get the podcast. I had a friend who woke up in the middle of the night. He wanted to know if he was one of the old people that I was talking about before who, you know, wake up with insomnia and can't listen. I mean, it's not just old people. I'm saying we have a handful of older people who really enjoy the show, and they will call sometimes when they can't sleep. So I asked my friend whether or not he heard the whole conversation about duct-taped hot dogs causing concussions and also about our sad saps of the week, and he did not. And so I referred him very quickly to the podcast.
We have an update on our Facebook situation.
We do?
It was definitely that specific post because instantly after I posted the pic about the Phillies game, multiple likes.
Of course. The Philly fanatic. Oh, you put the poor lady's picture up?
Well, I put in case you missed it, so there's a preface to it.
I know, but poor Kathy McVeigh.
I plead the fifth.
The best part about the way you put the pictures on Facebook is that his hot dog launcher is pointed right at her. Oh, my gosh. I feel like a terrible person. Should we never bring up this topic again? I can't. It's too good.
Send a thank you or an apology card.
Right. Well, that's what the Phillies did. They apologized to Ms. McVeigh for the errant hot dog that knocked her glasses off her face and caused the bruise that you will see on Facebook. I did so well there. I almost got through it without laughing. The thing is, she's being a good sport. Fine. So check out Facebook. It's named after the show. And don't miss the podcast, because if you do, then it's your fault. It's your fault for not giving yourself one heck of a laugh on a Thursday. All right. Can we be serious? Do we have to be? I hate being serious. It's no fun at all. I know. Inside the Quicken Loan Studios, we're being serious here. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. The NHL had its annual awards last night in Las Vegas, which is the perfect spot, not just because that's now the home of the Vegas Golden Knights, but also because in addition to the individual awards that were handed out, in addition to the jubilation and the hardware and the jokes that were made, Gerard Gallant, he said reluctantly that he would have to congratulate the Washington Capitals. He was a lot of fun. He was a good sport. But in addition to all of that, the NHL took the time to honor victims, survivors, first responders from the three tragedies that occurred during the season, one of which happened right there in Las Vegas in October. And I think it's really neat that the relationship between the Golden Knights and the city, the community of Las Vegas, that relationship helped to bring about some healing. That is the power of sports. We know that. But in its first, this is a unique situation in the first year of the Vegas Golden Knights that something so tragic like the Mandalay Bay mass shooting would happen. And I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe in luck. But this is the first year, the first month, actually, that the Vegas Golden Knights would play regular season games in their T-Mobile Arena, just when the city of Las Vegas and the surrounding communities needed it the most. And so that love affair was deepened ever more by the fact that the Golden Knights didn't ignore it, and they embrace their new community. I mean, there are guys now who live there, certainly who make their homes there. But for the most part, these are all guys who are transplanted from other places. And yet they decided this was their responsibility, even if they were the new kids in town, to reach out to the first responders, to let the survivors know and the victims' families know that they were with them. And so that relationship really deepened and became much stronger over the course of the year, not to mention the winning and how much fun the team was having getting all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So that certainly was one of the tragedies that was highlighted last night on the stage in Las Vegas. And that would be the natural one, right? But it's not where the NHL stopped. The NHL also brought the Stoneman Douglas High School Boys Hockey Team onto the stage. They were survivors of the shooting in Parkland. And so four members of the team were introduced on stage by Panthers goalie Roberto Luongo. And they had their high school sweaters on. And they were up there with Panthers team members and management. Amazing. The most emotional moments of the night, for me anyway, was the tribute to the Humboldt Broncos. And I didn't realize this at the time until I heard it. But 10 players from that Broncos team, 10 survivors from the bus crash that took place in early April, they were together for the first time. Now, three of their team members couldn't be there because they're still rehabbing, recovering from their injuries, going through physical therapy. But these 10 players were together as a whole for the first time since the crash last night in Las Vegas. And of course, all of them were wearing their yellow jerseys. You can see the pictures, the videos are everywhere. Their coach, who died in the crash, was honored with a special award, a community hero award, and his wife, his widow, was there to accept it and to give a speech in his honor. So we'll let you hear some of that audio as we head through this hour. But I appreciate the NHL for using that platform and for keeping perspective. Trophies are great. Championships are fun. Individual honors, awesome. You go down in history. But it's still just sports. And to be able to use that platform to bring a little more healing, a little more joy, to shine a light where there's been some darkness, so much darkness and so much tragedy. In my opinion, that's the greatest thing that these leagues can do and these players can do. And I love when they embrace that opportunity. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Coming up, you'll hear from some of the top prospects in the NBA draft that takes place tonight, in case you didn't know. You certainly aren't going to know from our Facebook page because the algorithms decided the NBA draft is not worthy. However, you can now see the Philly Fanatic and his hot dog ravaged victim. It's all I need to say. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Here's Amy Lawrence.
In case you haven't memorized the NBA draft order, the Phoenix Suns currently stand at number one. Number two is the Sacramento Kings. Number three is the Atlanta Hawks. Number four, for now, belongs to the Memphis Grizzlies, though they are actively shopping that pick as well as Chandler Parsons and his big contract. Memphis would like to move back but stay in the lottery, which does limit the number of teams, theoretically, they'll be dealing with. We've got some options. We'll get to those as we head through these next few minutes here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So those are your top four picks, again, at least for now. We'll see what moving and shaking is done before the first draft pick is revealed in Brooklyn, New York. I'm going with 7:30 Eastern time. I know the draft starts. I'm using my air quotations at 7, but dear Lord, they talk a lot beforehand.
It Eastern seems like time.
It takes forever. Exactly. So how about we hear from some of the top prospects? You've got a lot of guys who've weighed in with their best available and their mock drafts. I know the guys that I really enjoy watching, and one of them is the big forward from Duke, Marvin Bagley, who comes into the NBA not only with the tradition and the experience that you get from playing with the Blue Devils, but with the coaching and the tutelage from one of the best coaches ever, Coach Krzyzewski.
It was a great experience. He knows so much about the game. History speaks for itself, how he's able to win and, get players to the next level and get them better. So just being able to be around him every single day and learn from how he prepares for every game, how he, thinks the game through, just being able to see that and witness that was a great experience for me.
So Marvin Bagley departs Duke after the one season. But yes, when you play with the Blue Devils, not only do you have games that are on TV, high-profile conference matchups like the rivalry with North Carolina, the pressure of the ACC tournament as well as the NCAA tournament, it prepares you in a way that's different if you go to a school that's not quite as high-profile without that same established tradition or the Hall of Fame coach. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So Bagley is a big man. You've also got Michael Porter out of Missouri, who is 19 years old. Woo! His life is about to change. As a teenager, 19 years old. And I like the fact that he smiles a lot and he's excited about what's to come. Of course, why not? This represents a night in which his dreams could come true. And he's thrilled with the fans and the support they've shown him.
No, it's amazing. I feel like I'm just a regular person. So when I walk out the car and it's a line down the street of people to meet me, it feels crazy and it feels amazing. And it just, I got love for my fans and I appreciate them.
At 19 years old, you hear Michael Porter there on NBA TV. People are lining up the streets to get his autograph, to meet him, to take a selfie with him. I can imagine that's a bit of an out-of-body experience for a teenager. So Michael Porter from Mizzou, kind of a swing wingman, can play big, but it depends on the team he goes to, right? A small forward these days could end up being a four, sometimes a five if we're going with the Hamptons five lineup. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I just am impressed with the fact that you've got teenagers who are now poised to become professional basketball players. With the rules in the NBA the way that they are, rules in college basketball and guys departing to the NBA, until they change that, and Adam Silver and the different owners, the various teams have on board with saying they'd like to change that rule. For now, this is a distinct possibility every year. You cannot miss Mo Bamba. On Thursday night in New York, he will be the guy who stands head and shoulders above pretty much everybody else. The 7-footer out of Texas is 20, so he's not a teenager anymore, but he is a guy that believes he's well prepared for the rigors of the NBA, and he brings a swagger with them that you might not think a 20-year-old would have.
My confidence comes from reps, getting in the gym and shooting literally thousands of jump shots day in and day out and just, perfecting my craft. But working with Drew has been such a blessing for me because it's like a perfect match. He's a perfectionist, I'm a perfectionist, and we kind of met in the middle, and we wouldn't leave the gym until a rep was perfect, like footwork perfect, grunts, everything. And working with him is really taking my game to the next level.
A neat little twist about this is that Bamba grew up in New York. And so here is the draft in Brooklyn, a different part of New York from where he grew up. In fact, it could take about an hour to get from his home to Brooklyn if you're trying to drive. Maybe Mass Transit could get you there a little bit quicker. But I like that part, the part that he will be there in Brooklyn and will have the opportunity to celebrate with family and friends and to kind of feel like he's home. New York's a big place, but to know that this is where the next phase of his life starts in a city that has meant so much to him, I think that's a really neat piece of this. And he certainly credits his time growing up in New York for the basketball player, the man that he is now.
It's just, honestly, I think it's just a Harlem thing. When you talk about intimidation and you talk about just like having that swagger and having that mindset of, this guy's not scoring, I'm shutting him down. I contribute that from being just from Harlem.
I like it. Intimidation, courtesy of Harlem. So Mo Bamba, one of those guys to watch in the draft coming up on Thursday night. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. You know, there's some talk that the New York Knicks could move up to that number four spot, could make that trade with the Memphis Grizzlies, move from 9 to 4, which would fit what the Grizzlies want because they would like to stay in the lottery, but they don't necessarily want to pick as high as number four. So save a few bucks, maybe get rid of Chandler Parsons and unload that contract for a guy who's had a lot of knee injuries since he joined them. And then the Knicks could be in play for Bamba. Could you imagine? Kristaps Porzingis, 7'1"? He's not even just 7 foot. He's over 7 foot. And Mo Bamba? What? There's also been some talk that Trae Young could end up going to the Knicks if they would move up to that number four spot. And he's the complete opposite, right? So Mo Bamba, 7 foot with a wingspan of nearly 8 feet. Here's Trae Young, who's 6'2", 176 pounds. And he's answering a lot of questions. Sharp shooting guard, has a lot of offense, explosiveness, but answering a lot of questions about his size.
Continue to play the way I've played my whole life and just be different. I mean, being a smaller guard, you got to be able to stand out in different areas, be able to really shoot the ball, be able to really pass the ball, just be really scrappy, just be a tougher player.
Trae Young, now it's a long shot, but should he end up as the overall number one pick? There was a time when he was being mentioned in that same breath all the time. It would be Oklahoma with the overall number one picks in both football and basketball. So we'll see. I hope there's some crazy trades that that throw everything into the lurch. That'd be fun. So you got the NBA draft coming up from Brooklyn, New York, starting 7 o'clock, unofficially. 7 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Pacific time, and we'll see how this all plays out. But honestly, the drama is going to be in the free agency. And if you missed my conversation with Trevor Lane, who is the host of the popular Lakers Nation podcast, we had a good time talking with him during the first hour from LA because everybody's buzzing about the potential. It is an extreme, it's an extreme situation that they would have LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George, and they might not have anyone else on their roster. but Magic and Genie working together, and the Laker tradition and some of that young talent that they may or may not have to have to bargain and have to trade away. But just the idea that those three could be in the same place and in the West, no less, that's intriguing. So check out that conversation with Trevor. You can find that after hours, amylawrence.com with our podcast. Although I'm suspecting that you might be more interested in duct taped hot dogs flying out of hot dog launchers in Philadelphia. That to me was the most important story that we did this entire week.
Can't wait.
Andrew, have you ever eaten a hot dog that's wrapped in duct tape?
No, I didn't think you could.
Well,
so I've never tried.
Apparently people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had a hot dog come flying at you at the rate of, say, 100 miles per hour?
No, not at 100 miles per hour.
Do you think that you would duck?
I might not even see it.
Okay, it probably wasn't that fast. What if it's 50 miles per hour?
I would hope to duck, yes. But I did have a foul ball one time. It felt within inches of my head, but it was probably
Were you taking a selfie?
No, I was a kid. I was actually doing my scorecard from the previous batter sitting behind home plate at Old Shea Stadium.
Nerd alert.
The first level above the netting. First pitch, next batter. I hear the contact of the bat. I feel people moving around me.
Uh-huh.
And the ball just went whoom, right over the top of us. It was a bullet. Could have killed me.
Huh.
Think of all the things you wouldn't have, all of our experience that wouldn't have happened.
How cute are you? Getting a little scorecard at the baseball game.
Of course.
Well, I mean, that really rained on my parade because I was kind of all jazzed up about poor Kathy who got hit in the face with a hot dog. I just wonder.
That's a shame.
Yes, it is. Thankfully, she does not have a concussion.
Yes. We're in a string of crazy injuries, too. That would have been the third of the group after Hunter Strickland and Brandon Morrow's pants
issues. We talked about them all. Yes. Yeah. Ask Brandon Morrow how he got back spasms. And
undressing.
Yeah. That's his answer.
It's happened to all of us. But
what?
Hasn't
happened to me.
I've hurt myself in embarrassing ways, but that's okay because I'm me. I'm not a professional, finely tuned athlete.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. undressing. And then Jed Hoyer tries to come up with some positive spin and goes, like stutters. It's awesome. All right. So on that note, it's all yours.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I don't know what I do without my coffee at night. And no, it is not spiked. This is just natural. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So a lot happening and a lot of speculation when nothing's happening about the NBA, the NBA draft. And this draft is just the precursor for what's to come, all the drama in free agency. Sounds like even if LeBron James doesn't stay in Cleveland, Kevin Love will, which makes sense to me. He has 2 years left on his deal, but he can opt out after next season. The Cavaliers are no longer actively shopping him. They were. They're not anymore. He was offered to Indiana for PG-13, in this last offseason. Remember, before Paul got traded to Oklahoma City, the Cavs did inquire about Kawhi Leonard. The problem is, if Kawhi is intent on signing in LA, whether it's Lakers or whether it's Clippers, well, then you're talking about renting him for a year. Like, I don't know if that's, yes, he would be a worthy candidate to fill in for LeBron James to take over if LeBron James left. But I think the Cavaliers would be in the same exact position. So I don't know if that helps them any. Why would you mortgage the farm or get rid of a bunch of draft picks or players if it doesn't actually make you better? I mean, you still be competitive, but does it actually get you over the hump? More than likely not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. With a quick way you can save money, switch to GEICO. And if you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too, you can get it all at geico.com. Moreland is in Washington. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm one of those Lakers fans that actually kind of believes in the young core. I believe we got one superstar. I don't know which one it is, but I believe we got one.
Wait, meaning like of the three that could potentially land there, you think that the Lakers will get one?
Oh, no, I mean about the young core. Lonzo, Kyle, or Brandon Ingram.
Got it. So you think of the guys they have now, one of them will be a superstar. You just don't know which one.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, I'm one of the fans that believes on the young core. I don't want to trade none of them away. If I'm going to free agency, to tell the truth, Julius Randle's my priority number one. Mm-hmm. Just showing loyalty a little bit because I know I don't play in sports, but last season they told him to get in shape. He did the best year of his career, and mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to get a bang for our buck if we pay him. Because he's only in his middle years, I think, prime years. Mm-hmm. And then, tell the truth, I want DeMarcus Cousins. History is really to repeat itself in all the Lakers great teams. They had great big men.
They did.
Yeah, Shaq, Kareem, Mikan, you know. Yeah, I want DeMarcus Cousins, tell the truth. What do you think the NBA is going to look at him coming out the Achilles?
I'm sorry, say that again. I heard the part about the Achilles. You said, what does what?
How do you think the NBA is going to look at DeMarcus Cousins?
Well, I mean,
I believe he's a free agent.
Yeah, no, he is.
Is he going to resign with the Pelicans? Or?
Well, so far that's been the talk, that he and Anthony Davis would like to play together, but they are going to have to pay him. I mean, he's a guy that would expect a max contract, and I know he's coming off the Achilles injury, but he has played well since he got to New Orleans, and New Orleans has played well. Now, here's the only question mark. If you're the Pelicans, can you not go back to him and say, hey, I know this hurts and this is going to sting a little bit, but Anthony Davis really flourished after you got hurt. Not just that, but the backcourt that the Pelicans had, that's what really helped to propel us to the second round of the postseason. So it's almost helpful to the Pelicans that they succeeded without him, because they can now say, maybe you're not as valuable as you and your agents think. But what I've heard so far is that they would like to keep him. But he is going to have options. There are going to be teams out there that would like to bring him on board. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers were in the mix, except that if they really think they have an opportunity to get Paul, Kawhi, and LeBron, those are going to be their priorities.
Nah, I mean, we've been bad enough. I'm patient.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. I mean, last year was a rebounding year.
And the young core was good. I believe in that. And then Pelinka drafted 3 rotation players last year. I'm excited to see what he does in the draft. Yeah, Rob Pelinka has been very nice.
So you would, let's just say for the sake of argument, you can't have both. You can't have a couple of superstars and have the young players, because that's kind of the problem. There's got to be room for the contracts of the superstars. You'd still rather go with the young guys like Ball, Kuzma, Randall. You'd rather go with those guys?
Yeah, but DeMarcus is a free agent, like you said. And LeBron, I wasn't a believer that LeBron was going to come to the Lakers, but it'll be sweet. That'll be sweet.
We'll see. There's a lot that could happen between now and then, for sure. But it does look more and more like Kawhi is going to dig at his heels. Now, it doesn't mean the San Antonio Spurs have to accommodate him. It doesn't mean they have to give in to his wishes to be traded to Los Angeles. They could trade him somewhere else. They can do whatever they want because they still own his rights for a year. But they may decide it's not worth it. So you never know, Moreland. It could turn out to be a big bang offseason for the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Let's see. Magic Johnson, the mover and a shaker. Thank you. I appreciate your phone call. Enjoy the draft. We know what the Lakers are going to try to do in the draft. They need offense. They need instant offense. They need shooters. As Trevor Lane talked to us about, they were near the bottom in the NBA in free throw percentage. But also, they need guys who can actually hit threes, not just take threes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, thanks for all your draft tweets. And we've kind of given up on draft posts on Facebook, but we do have the Philly Fanatic hot dog launcher and its victim, her picture, on Facebook. So you seem far more interested in that than the NBA draft. Why does that not surprise me? Doesn't surprise me at all, actually. All right, so I promise this, and I do want you to hear from the widow of Darcy Haugen, who is the coach of the Humboldt Broncos Junior Hockey League team, who died in the bus crash in early April. So surrounded by members of the NHL community, as well as 10 of his players, his widow, Christina, accepted the Willie O'Ree Award for Community Hero on his behalf. It's a brand new award that the NHL has just created this year. And here's the qualification. An individual who, through the game of hockey, has positively impacted his or her community, culture, or society.
Thank you to everyone who has supported the Humboldt Broncos, players, and families over the past 2.5 months. I am honored to accept this award on behalf of Darcy, but not because of what happened to him on April 6, 2018, but because of what he did every day before April 6th. Darcy is the game of hockey, which he was so passionate about, as a tool to help shape young lives. He developed a core covenant, which was painted on the wall outside the Broncos dressing room. It reads as follows: family first, treat my teammates and coworkers with respect, be thankful for the opportunity to wear the Bronco jersey, play each game in practice with passion and determination, conduct yourselves with honesty and integrity, treat all volunteers, billets, sponsors, and fans with respect and gratitude. Understand that we are building foundations for future generations with our words and actions. Always have hope and believe that everything is possible. Always give more than you take. Strive for greatness in all areas of life. It does not mention wins or championships because Darcy's purpose as a coach was to impact lives and develop strong character. His legacy is far more than what is recorded on the stat sheets. It is measured by the lives and communities that are better off for having Darcy in them. It is now up to those individuals to pay forward his legacy onto others. For that reason, what's happening here tonight in Vegas must not stay in Vegas. The torch has been passed. Thank you.
Amazing. I'm blown away that Christina could stand up there on that stage surrounded by her husband's players who were getting together for the first time since the bus crash, and that she could go through that whole speech without crying, without breaking down. Incredible strength, and of course, really bolstered by the support, the encouragement, the love, just the outpouring of devotion and also assistance from the hockey community. And it's been that way. We remarked on it back in early April when this Humboldt crash happened. And if you were watching the NHL Awards show last night, it was on NBC Sports Network. If you're watching it, you saw some of the tribute videos that they put up on the screen and aired on TV. The three Humboldt Broncos who could not make the trip to Vegas because they're in varying stages of recovery and physical therapy, they were honored in a video, and there were pictures from their days in the hospital when their beds were covered with cards from all over the United States and Canada. So really amazing the way that hockey's rallied around the victims, the survivors, the families, as well as the first responders of these three tragedies that took place during the hockey season. So I applaud the league for sure. And I'm glad that these players, these young players, had their moment to be able to meet some of their heroes and just have a little joy injected into what's been a dark time for them. All right, we're back tonight after the NBA draft. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.